Okay, here we go. Sefer Yechezkel, Perek Mem Dalad. And we continue one of the last prakim here, as Yechezkel is still being shown the vision of the Bayis Shlishi. The first part of the Perek discusses some more of the structure, as we have been discussing. And then the last three quarters of the Perek is a description of the Kohanim in the future Lasalava, which is the Haftorah for Parshas Emor, parallel to the Avodah of the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan. And we'll get to the parallels and the differences in a couple of minutes. But first, we start off with the beginning of the Perek with Vayashav Osi Derech Shar HaMikdash Achitzon Apona Kadim. So he takes me to the eastern gate, says the Yechezkel, who sagur, it is closed up. What exactly is the eastern gate? So Rashi and the Radak, based on the Mishnah in Meseches Mido, says this is referring to one of the smaller doors to the eastern gate that the Gemara Darshins is sagur, is closed up. It was never used during the earlier Batei Mikdash. Again, there are many differences, as we've noted, between the earlier Batei Mikdash and the third Beis HaMikdash, but this, as the Mishnayos and Midos described by Yesheni, we mentioned Bayis Rishon is in Melachim, Bayis Sheni is in Midos, and Bayis Shlishi is right here. So the Mishnah of those says that it is a certain doorway or gateway that is closed up. Vayomer Elai Hashem, and Hashem said to me, Ashar Azeh Sagur Yihyeh Lo Yipaseach Vishlo Yavabo. Nobody's going in and out. Ki Hashem Elokei Yisrael Bavo. When Mashiach comes, the Shechin is going to come through. Vahaya Sagur, and it'll be closed up until that point. And when that happens, the Pirkei de Belazar tells us that is going to be amazing. Pirkei de Belazar in, and this is again very, very early, the Pirkei de Belazar in Perek Nun Aleph, the Shara Chatzar Apanimis Apone Kadim, Delasav Skurim, Uviyama Shabbos, Hei Neftachan Me'alehem. On Shabbos, it's sometimes opened by itself. And he quotes our pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, B'Shabbosos u'B'Chadashim, Hayu Yisrael Omdim Sham, V'Rom Estelasos Neftachan Me'alehem. On Shabbos in Rosh Chodesh, B'nai Yisrael saw the doors open, V'Yodim, Sheba Yom HaShabbos. That's how they knew they had the right day. V'Kivet Shayo Omdim Sham, V'Rom Estelasos Neftachan Me'alehem, Yodim, Sheshchinaso, Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bo, Miyad Karam U'Mishtachavim, Lefnei Elokeihem. That was a door that symbolized and signified that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina was there, right? When it opened, that's when they were Karin Umishtachavim. So it's closed up except when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes in. But one exception in the future, as Hanasi Nasi, Hu Yeshev Bo Lech Alechem Lefnei Hashem. But when it comes to the Nasi is going to be able to sit in the doorway and eat his bread there. Miderech Ulam Hashar Yavo Umidarko Yetze. Who is this Nasi? Machlokas Rishonim. Rashi quotes the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol Nasihu, Umi Chashivuso Ye Rashoy Lecho Basar Velechem Kachim, but also Shar Sheposchan Lo B'Shas Achilaso. He'll be able to eat in that doorway. Somewhat unusual, because as the Rinas Yisrael points out, we know the rule is Ein Yeshiva Bazara El Malchus Beis David Bilvad. The Kohen Gadol doesn't come from David HaMelech. David HaMelech is from Sheva Yehuda. The Kohen Gadol is how he's allowed to sit. So various answers given. Maybe the Kohanim are allowed to sit when they eat karbanos and they're eating and they're in their big day kahuna. So maybe he's in the big day kahuna here. Or Tosfos in Masechta Sota has a day that the Kohen Gadol is allowed to sit. It's an exception to the rule. So there are various suggestions given why the Kohen Gadol would be able to sit. But the other day that is that the Nasi here is not referring to the Kohen Gadol, but he's referring to the Melech HaMashiach. So it's a Mashiach's going to be, meaning from David and Melech's family. That relates to a pasuk we had a couple of prakim ago, back in Perak Lamed Dalet. It says there, Vani Lamed Dalet Chav Dalet. Vani Hashem Ehyeh Lahem Lelokim Va'avdi David Nasi B'tocham. So Avdi David is called the Nasi. So maybe that's what it's referring to here. The Nasi is referring to Malchus Beis David. So he's going to sit in the doorway. So after that vision, Vayivieni, Yecheskel says he was brought up Derech Shar HaTzafon El Pnei Abayis to the northern side. Vayirevine Malik Kvod Hashem Es Beit Hashem, as we saw in the last parak, the unbelievable return of the Shechina to the Bayis. Yecheskel saw the leaving of the Shechina, the Maaseh Merkava, the first two Merkavos in the Sefer, and last parak he had the third Merkava where he saw the Shechina coming back. Vayepol Aponai. Vayomer Elai Hashem Ben Adam. Hashem said to me, Sim Libcho Reve Necho Vaz Necho Shema. Listen, put your heart and see with your eyes and listen with your ears. As Kol Asher Ani Medaber Osach, L'chol Chukos Beis Hashem U'L'chol Tarosav. Listen to all the rules. V'samta Libcha L'mevo Abayis B'chol Motzoy HaMikdash. Listen to everything I'm going to tell you about the Beis HaMikdash. Interesting, Rabbi Breuer points out that in this pasuk, it goes from being referred to as Beis Hashem to Motzoy HaMikdash. We call it both, the Beis HaMikdash. Fascinating. Why do we call it the base and the mikdash? Is it a sanctified place or is it a house? So Rabbi Breuer says, it's a house. But we're supposed to go out and take it with us and sanctify our lives through the experience that we had. So it starts off as a house, but it's up to us whether it's a mikdash. Rabbi Breuer writes, this house is meant to become a mikdash, a sanctuary which should serve to hallow every phase of life. When the visitor first enters it, it is merely a bias, mavoha bias. Only after the visitor has left, it will be seen whether he had indeed been in the mikdash and had taken away with him high resolves to make his own life holy. So it starts off as a bias. We hope it becomes a mikdash. V'amarta, and continues Yecheskel. And you shall say, starting from Pasuk Vav, the rest of the parak is all about the Kohanim. V'amarta el Meri el Beis Yisrael kamar Hashem Elokim. Say to all of those who are rebellious over the centuries, Rav lachem mikol to avoseichem Beis Yisrael. I've had enough, no more toevas in the Beis HaMikdash. Ba'viachem b'nei nechar ar leilev ar lebasar lios b'mikdashi l'chalo as Beisi. When you bring all of these uncircumcised to serve are a lave and are a basar. When you do the avoda, and you've defiled the bris, el kol to avoseichem. So this pasuk is referring to two types of arel lev and arel basar. Arel basar, we discussed in the last parak, Rashi is lashitaso all over Shas. Rashi says, what's the definition of an arel? Mesu echav machmas mila. Somebody whose older brothers died, hemophilia, therefore he's not allowed to get a bris. So Rashi all over Shas says, that's the definition of an arel. Remember the last parak, Rabbeinu Tam argues. He says, no, if you can't get a mila halachically, because it's a dangerous, you're not an arel. An arel means you're scared. You're scared to get bris mila, but not that there's a halachic reason against. But either way, that's the machlokas here. But the Gemara says in Sanhedrin and in Yuma, Rashi quotes it here, that the source, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, that an arel can't do the avoda. The source is in Yecheskel, right here. He can't do the avoda. What do you mean? Yecheskel came up with it? So as the Gemara said, really it was Allah Moshe Misinai, Gemara Gemira La, and Yecheskel explicated it in these psukim of arel basar. What about Arel Lev? So Arel Lev, that's a mumar. That is a mumar. That is somebody who is a heretic to the, doesn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the 2 days the Rishonim have. Machlokas Rishonim. What happens if an Oved Avodah Zarah does tshuva? A Kohen Oved Avodah Zarah, a Kohen mumar. Could he do the avoda? That's 2 days on the last daf in Maseches Menachos in the Tosfos. Kuf Tesam and Aleph. Tosfos quotes the Sefer HaZohir. Kohen Shehemir Daito, Lo Yises Kapov, Lo Yikra Rishon, Dechziva Kidashto, Vaha Achle Lukdushase. That's it, he's done. And Rashi quotes that maybe after he does tshuva, maybe he would be okay, but it's 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. The Rama Paskins Lachumra. The Rama Paskins, even if he does tshuva, he's not allowed to do the avoda. But it's 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. In Kuf Chavches, Sif Lamed Zayin, Mumer Lavodas Elilim Loises Kapav, V'yesh Omrim, Shemasa Tshuva, Nose Kapav, V'im Ne'enas, L'divrei Hakol Nose Kapav. It was an Onis originally. But that's how if we go through the rules of the Shulchan Aruch, having a Stamah Day and a Yesh Omrim, so Lachora, he would be Machmer in this case. The Mishnah Berurah here quotes from the Magen Avraham that even if it's a religion that might not be technically Avodah Zarah, Rambam, Mr. Burr says, "Afilum heimer ladasi yishmeilim sheinim ovdim avodas elilim afilu achi nikra mumar." For this regard, v'lo yisa kapav v'chenim hu mumar lachalos Shabbos befarhesia harikov v'galilav v'lo yisa kapav. The Mr. Burr even quotes mumar lachalos Shabbos in this regard. Rav Soloveitchik is quoted as saying maybe that's not true in this context. The Gemara says mumar lachalos Shabbos is a mumar lachalos Tarakula for certain halachas, but if it's for avoda, it might not be. Might be have different requirements, but that's and definitions, but that's not for now. But let's continue. So the Shulchan Aruch the pasuk says that Yecheskel says, "I've had enough." Hashem, in the name of Yecheskel, quotes it. "I've had enough of all the arelim doing the avoda. It's a toeva. It's a denial and a kfira of the bris." I have to start again. This is going to be a pure mikdash. They're not invited. So what's going to be in the future? What's going to be by Tchias HaMeis? What's going to be by those who were off and they want to come back now? Hashem says they'll be demoted somewhat. They'll be able to be in the mikdash, but a lesser of a job. What will they be able to do? Pasuk Yud Aleph. V'hayu b'mikdashim misharsim p'kudos al sha'ari habayis. They'll be able to be part of the Sha'arim, even though usually the Levim do that, but maybe the Kohanim will. They'll do the Shechita. Why dafka the shechita? Out of all of the avodos, Rashi here quotes the Gemara, avoda ksheir bezarim ubavadim ubenashim. And we know shechita is lav avodahi, the Gemara says. It's not like, doesn't mean totally not. There are four avodas, shechita, kabbalah, holacha, zrika. But in a certain sense, it's lesser of an avoda, or at least different. It's ksheira by Yisrael, and therefore, that's the one that they're going to be able to do. Right? This is a discussion that we've had in other contexts. What does that mean, shechita lav avodahi? Right? The Gemara says, shechita ksheira bizarre. And shechita lav avodahi, right? Are those two connected? Shechita lav avodahi, shechita lav avodah. So Rashi quotes in a few places the fact that a pasul and a zar could do it. Shechita lav avodahi. So that is what is said. But there could be other deis. But there are other deis what shechita lav avodah means, not just Rashi, the ksheir bizarre. Tosfos in Zvachim Daf Yudal quotes Rabbi Yaakov Meir Lins. Maybe it's lav avodah because there's a parallel. Shechita exists in chulin too. Right, there's no such thing as Zrika and Kabbalah when it comes to Chulin, but Shechita does, so that's what it's connected to. But there are many nafkaminas regarding what does Shechita Lav Avodah here mean. Is there a lachachila for the Kohen to do it? Or is there a lachachila for the Bailam to do it? Maybe it's the only thing that the Bailam could do, so maybe there's a lachachila for the Bailam to do it. Or dafka connected to the Kohen. Or do you have to use a klisharis? Right, it's the Diyuk of Tosfos in the first Mishnah in Hizel Makoman. Shechitasa Matzafon, Vekibol Domen Beklisharis Batzafon, Beklisharis Batzafon. It doesn't say Klisharis by the Shechita. It says Vekibol Domen Beklisharis Batzafon. So does that mean you don't need a Klisharis? Many different days in the Rishonim, what one needs. Tosfos says maybe you don't need one, but the Rambam has the fascinating Lechadchila B'dieved, a Klisharis Lechadchila B'dieved, no Kli is needed. The Rambam Naisa Karbanas in Dalet Zayin. Again, a big Sugya, but it's related to the fact that Shechita is unique. And that's what's meant here, right here, that the Kohanim are going to, the Kohanim that had done Avodah Zara will somewhat be limited in the Avodah that they're allowed to do. And that's why it says, Hema Yishchatu. We've quoted from Rav Schachter in the past in the Guinness Egos. He quotes maybe the relationship between Shechita Lav Avodahi, and we know that it is one of the Dalet Avodos, Legabi the Gavra or the Gabri the Avodah the Karban. Legabi the Gavra, Shechita Lav Avodahi. That's why Yisrael could do it. Lagabi the carbon is one of the Dalet Avodos. One of the Dalet Avodos of the carbon, right? Similar, we have sometimes a discussion of when do you focus on the Gavra or the Chefza by carbonos, right? The Beis Halevi talks about most carbonos, the mitzvah is for it to be eaten, not for me to eat it. Right, just make sure that it's eaten. Maybe even ketanim, maybe I don't have to have a kezias, except carbon pesach. But that's also mitzad the chefza of the carbon. There's a difference than the gavra of the kohen. Okay, and we continue now with some of the other halachos that are mentioned. Pasuk Tezvav, this is where the haftorah starts at Parshas Emor. Vakonim alavim b'nei tzadok, asher shomer es mishperes mikdashi, all of those that were shomer the mishperes, and they did not do any of the avodah zara, they're going to be the ones. V'amdu l'fanai lakriv l'chele v'damno mashem alokim. Hema yavo al mikdashi, v'hema yikrivu ashochani l'sharseini, v'shomer es mishperti. They're going to do it, and right now, Pasuk Yitzayin, we start getting into the difficulties. There are many difficulties in the following sukkah that we're going to have. There seems to be differences in halacha between what Kohanim we know what halacha is and these psukim. So right here, Pasuk Yitzayin, it says that they go into the chatzar of Panimis and all their begadim are pishtin. Big day pishtin yobashu. So as the radak, mimanavshach. All the, what do I mean? This trelas. Trelas is blue, is wool. So what do you mean they're all big day pishtin? Are we talking about the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur? Only the Dalet big day lavan? But it says chatzar. That the Kodesh Kadashim is not called a chatzar. So is it talking about the Kohen Gadol? So then it shouldn't say Chatzar. If it's talking about the Kohen Hedyot, so then it should say Semer is okay. And there are a number of psukim here that describe, we'll have later on, and Alman is Asura to the Kohanim. That's only by a Kohen Gadol. So what's going on here? So Rashi throughout the Perek, based on Chazal, tries to put together and understand these psukim in light of what the Halach is and try to reread the Pashup Shat. But the Radak and the Malbim both take the approach that the Kohanim in the future are going to be on a different level. And they'll be more similar, closer to the Kohen Gadol. And just like the Kohen Gadol has certain avodos, not that a mitzvah is going to change, but the reality is going to change, and therefore they're going to have a somewhat of a higher standard, at least on a lechachila level. At least on the lechachila level, as we will see. So that's right here. Rashi says the pasuk, it says chatzer, but it means the Kodesh Kadashim. Right, and we're talking about a Kohen Gadol, and that's how Rashi fits it in, fits in the halacha. But if the Malbim and the Radak both say that is not true. It's referring to the Kohanim, and the Kohanim are going to be on a different level in the days of when Mashiach comes. As we know, there'll be Das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu all over. That's what the Malbim says right here. Lefarei shezem ebnei chashivusam sheyalu l'madregas kohen gadol asher pashar es bigdei abad asher lavash bevoel HaKadosh v'nicham sham rakeim yivdalu b'ma she'in tzor geniza. There'll still be differences between kohen gadol and kohen hedyot, but they will be more slight. So we continue. V'lo yalo leim tzemer b'sharsam b'sharei chatzar panim esu v'aisa parei pishtim yar rosham. They'll have hats of pishtim, michnasei pishtim, and michnasayim lo yachgru bayaza. So again, some of these are quoted lahalacha lo yachgru bayaza. The Gemara in Zvachim quotes that on Daf Yud Ches. Rashi quotes it here that we're not supposed to wear the avnate, the belt, in the place of sweat. Right? Usually we have a belt by our hips. That's not where the avnate was worn by the kohanim. It was higher. It was kind of above the hips, but lower than the underarms, the armpits, because both of those are places of sweat. And based on this pasuk, lo yachgru bayaza, you can't wear it in the place of sweat. So it was like a high belt or a low, like by the chest area. That's where the belt was worn, based on this pasuk. Ubetesa melachatzar achitzona, and again, these psukim are darshin de meseches yuma also for different halachas of the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur. But when he goes out, yifshdu es bigdeim, he takes off his begadim, mashiv misharsam mehem, v'nichu osam bolishkas hakodesh, v'lof she begadim achirim, you put on different clothes. And then the psukim continue about the job of the kohanim. V'rosham leigalechu, they shall not get a haircut. V'rosham leigalechu, you can't shave their head totally. Ufera leishalechu, it can't be shaved totally, it can't grow too long. It has to be in the middle. So we know the Gemara Tainis and the Gemara, the Raman Paskins this way once a month. At least once a month, the kohanim get a haircut. Kohen gadol every week. Why? Because you can only make a first impression once. The Kohanim switch every week. The Kohanim had yotims. The Gemara says the Kohen Gadol has to look perfect when the new Kohanim come, and the Melech is every day. But regular Kohen is Kohen Hedyot is once a month. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky points out here in the commentary, it's interesting that by a Kohen, his Kedusha forces him to get a haircut at least once a month. The Nazir's Kedusha forces him not to get a haircut. So is Kedusha growing hair or cutting hair? So Rabbi Yaakov says, it depends on the context. If you're in the Mikdash, the Makom HaMikdash, and there are Roim there, then it's the Kedusha is to get a haircut and to look presentable. But a Nazir, be by himself, a Nazir is out. Nazir is not considered normal behavior for everyone else. And therefore, Nazir Shein Ovid B'Mikdash, Misrachik, Me'ol HaMazen, is about not focusing on Gashmias and how he looks. So then, the Kedusha is in the opposite direction, right? His Kadosh, or Adafka's hair, has that label of Kedusha. Good, continue. V'yayin lo yishtu kol kohen. The Kohanim also don't drink wine. Bivo ha-melachas ha-pinimitz, as we know. And here's the next group of mysterious psukim. Almana ugrusha lo yiku lam lanashim. They can't take widows or divorcees. So one second. We know a Kohen Hedyot is allowed to marry an Almana. So Rashi reworks this. This is talking about a Kohen Gadol, this part of the Pasuk. Ki im bisulos mizera beis Yisrael. Almana la sherti almana mikoin yikachu. And then the second half of the Pasuk is talking about a Kohen Hedyot. Right, Kohen Gadol, Kohen Hedyot, which is dachuk in the Pashup Shapa. Rashi's trying to fit it in. But the Malbim and the Radakir says that, no, in the future they'll be on a higher level, but there's still going to be a difference, and that's why the end of the Pasuk here means that you could take an Amana. An Amana who's a Bas Kohen, who was married to a Kohen, so that woman would be able to marry Kohanim. That is what the Malbim says in this context. Again, to keep a little difference. Ves ami yoru ben kodesh lachol, and there'll be teachers. Ami yoru, they'll teach. As many point out, the Kohanim are not just about the Avoda. Rav Soloveitchik writes that most of the year, the Kohanim are not doing the Avoda. 2 weeks out of the year, they're in the Beis HaMikdash. What do they do the rest of the time? This pasuk right here, they're supposed to be teachers. Ve'sami yoru ben kodesh lachol uvein tamei l'tahar yodium, and they'll say between tamei and tahar, they'll let everybody know. V'yal riv hema yamdu l'mishpat v'mishpatai yishpatuhu, and they will judge everyone properly. They'll be the shoftim ves tarasa ves chukosai b'chol mo'adai yishmoru v'shapsozei kadeshu. They'll make yantif a special experience. They'll make Shabbos a different experience. Right, they will be the leaders. Vel Meis Adam, here's the next area. What about Tumas Meis? Ves El Meis Adam lo yavo l'tama. Ki im, la'av, la'aim, la'ben, la'bas, la'ach, la'chos. There can only be tame for there. We know seven relatives. Only six of them are mentioned here. Right? Av, aim, ben, bas, ach, la'chos. Where's wife? Where's the husband? So some say that is a remiss to the Rambam. The Rambam paskins that Avelus or Tumas. Avelus might all be a Durabanan after day one. Machlokas. But the Rambam says in Hilchos Avelus, in the second perek, the Rambam says, in terms of Tumas for a spouse, it could be Durabanan. Elo shechayav adam lesabal hem din Torah. Aviv imo bno bito achiv achoso. Me aviv. Umi divreihem sheyisabel ha'ish al ishto hanisua. V'chein ha'isha al ba'ala. So does this really mean derabanan? Does this mean divrei sofrim? That's a question that the Kesef Mishnah deals with a little bit later. The Rambam, because here, uses derabanan, but then he says later on, in Beis Zayin, ishto shel kohen mistamila al karcho, ve'ena mistamila elami divrei sofrim. Also, also, kemeis mitzvah, they ki'ilu treat it like a meis mitzvah, kivish ein lo yorish, elahu, lo timsa mishi sasigba, elahu. But if it's drabanan, how can you violate it? All right, so that's why many say maybe it's divrei kabbalah. Okay, we continue. Acharei tara, so after if he becomes tameh, vasyamim yisru lo, he counts 7 days, as we know. The Radak says maybe this means an extra 7 days, maybe it'll be 14 days in the future, unclear. Uviyom bo al hakodesh, on the day that he comes to this service, el hachatzar panimis l'shoris b'hakodesh, yakrav chatas, so he brings his karbon. So what day is this talking about? On that day, Rashi says, the minchas chinuch, the day that he starts doing the avoda, that's when he has to bring his special minchas chavita, the minchas chinuch, the karbon that the Kohen Gadol brings every day, every Kohen, the first day he does the avoda, brings that. The Malbim notes, this is talking, what about this Chesa Mesim? A lot of Kohanim already did the Avod in the earlier Batei Mikdash. Says the Malbim, it doesn't matter. For each Mikdash, you have to bring a Minchas Chinuch. Says the Malbim, because he asked the question, what, you're just telling me the Halacha? Just read a Pasuk Parsha Sav. It says Beferish. There's something called the Minchas Chinuch. What's Yecheskel teaching me? The Nirish, Adav Azan Nitzra, Gamba Bayesheni. Even a Bayesheni, Sheshavu Harbi Kohanim Zakenim, Sheavdu Avod of Bayes Rishon, Aseviyu Minchas Chinuch, because they had to bring a Minchas Chinuch, so it was a new Mikdash, and there was Nechrav in the middle. V'chein Yecheskel, Asher Huftach Lakum B'tchiyava, right, we just had before, Yecheskel was a Kohen. We had in the last parak, Yecheskel was told, you will do the Avodah. Tchiyas Amesim. So he will have to do the Menchas Chinuch. The day we have Meiri Bana Beis HaMikdash, that's going to be a very busy day in the Beis HaMikdash. Every Kohen who wants to do the Avodah is going to have to bring a Menchas Chinuch. We'll have to bring that Karban, as Yecheskel alludes to here, B'yom Bo El HaKodesh Yakriv Chataso. That is what it's being referred to. B'haisa Lahem L'Nachla, and then the parak ends off by saying, Ani Nachla Sam, this, the Avoda, that will be their Nachla. They will not get an Achuza in Eretz Yisrael. That's the next parak's topic, as we'll get to, B'ezras Hashem, next time. V'yachuza lotinu lam b'Yisrael ani Achuza Sam. Ha-mincha, ha-chatas, va-asham, heima yochlum. Now a list of some of the Manas Kahuna. They'll eat the Karbanos, v'chol cheirem b'Yisrael, v'reishas kol b'kurei kol, v'chol trumas kol, mikom v'trumoseichem, Bikurim and Truma, Vereshes Arisos Seichem, Chala, Titnu Lekohen, Lohaniach Bracha El Beisacha. By doing that, you'll have a Bracha. Right? Maybe that's where the Sefer HaChinuch gets it from. The Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Shin Pei Hei. In Parsha Shlach, when he talks about the Mitzvah of Chala, he says, why do we give the Mitzvah of Chala? In order to be Zoche to a Bracha in our dough. To be Zoche to a Bracha in our, you know, we do a Mitzvah with what we want to get a Bracha in. Laman Lefisha Chiyuso Shal Adam, Bimizonos, Verov Olam Yichyu Belechem, Ratzal Makam Lezako Seine, Bimitzvah Tmid. And that's exactly what the Yecheskel says here. And then the parak ends off with another unusual line. And the Kohanim can't eat Nevelos and Trefus. Which the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Nobody can eat Nevelos and Trefus. So that's the Gemara in Menachas, Daf Memhei. Rashi quotes it here that maybe we know Kohanim are allowed to eat birds that had Malika done. Malika done to a chulin animal is nevela. But a Kohen, you might think Malika is a nevela that they're mutter to eat. So you might have thought they're mutter to eat all nevela, says the Pasuk. Not true. And the Rambam even quotes that in Sefer HaMitzvos. The Rambam in Losa say, Kuf Pei Aleph says, in the mitzvah of the Isser of eating trefa, so he quotes that Havamina. V'amalika below safek b'chulin ain't a shchita av nevela v'ha'ole b'machshav aseidu sheyemuter lahem gamkein v'afilu b'chulin achilas amaluka v'odin l'kol shchita nefsedes l'chein biyer sheim nisharim b'klal Yisrael b'asara me'echon nevela treifa. No, they're in Am Yisrael. They're not letting nevelas and treifas, right? Even though they have this special status and special halachas, don't think that in this area they are different. So this avoda, this is the parak about the avodas of a kohen. Remember, Yoru Am. They're supposed to be the teachers. Besides all the technical privileges and responsibilities they have, and that's why this is the Haftorah for Parshas Emor. But next time we get into the last four prakim. But four more prakim left to the Sefer, Memhei, Mavav, Memzayin, and Memches. That's what we pick up next time with some of the nachlas and more about the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, we'll stop here.